Jerry Bader Show 1025, piece of the New York Times. More and more states are looking at banning non-competes. That's what an employer says. If you leave, and in some cases, even if you're terminated, you cannot go work in a competitor in the same category. You know, this is my case, radio. I can't just go work for another radio station in the market in which I operate, which is Green Bay. But now it seems like even they talk about summer camp owner Lynx Incorporated defended the non-compete that his company uses. Our intellectual property is the training and fostering of our counselors, which makes for our unique environment. It's much like a tech firm with designers who develop chips. You don't want those people walking out the door. It's the same for us. He called the restriction, no competing camps within 10 miles, very reasonable. However, this is in Massachusetts. There's proposed legislation to ban non-competes. Emailer points out that in right-to-work states, non-competes are very limited, sometimes 30 days. There's no legislation, there's no law against them in Wisconsin. Is it an unfair advantage to the employer, and does it dissuade entrepreneurship, you striking out on your own, doing what your employer does? Kim on the road. Kim, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry. I had one really related personal experience. We owned an environmental consulting firm, had about 50 employees, and we had our lawyers craft a non-compete, and they advised us that it had to be crafted very carefully because they're very rarely enforceable in Wisconsin. So to get right to it, our non-compete was very simple. It was in exchange for salary, training, opportunities to increase their income. If they quit for whatever reason or were fired, for 2 years they couldn't mess with our clients. Now, we thought that was pretty reasonable. And we went to court. Their business plan that we found on the computers after they left, their business plan was to go after all of the clients that the company had that they had contact with and take our training manuals, our technical computer programs. And that was the business plan that they had presented to the bank for financing. Well, we lost it. The judge thought that that was unreasonable. It would prevent them from making a living. And then I know two other examples. One involved a physician, and one involved a farrier. And in those cases too, they were considered to be unenforceable. Most of the positions in Green Bay, in the last 10 years, instead of being their own groups, they're owned by hospitals, and now they have non-competes that they can't work in their specialty within 50 miles. And they're all of the physicians are definitely afraid of those things being enforced. But my experience, and from what other attorneys after what we went through, is that they're not really enforceable in Wisconsin.
Judges are inclined to say, hey, look, a person has a right to make a living. And in fact, there's a whole cottage industry. I hear ads on the radio for lawyers who specialize in getting you out of a non-compete. And I have seen that in my industry as well, where a judge is inclined to say, particularly if the person was terminated, really, you're going to fire them and tell them they can't work in the same market? So there, that is the first part, is they're not always enforced. If you have any thoughts on this, 406-1360-888-455. 1360. I've got a few more things to say about it. If you want to get in, you can get in after the news. It's 10:30.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybadershow.com.